Yes. I was told yesterday from Nauru that four people had stitched their lips, yes.
What does it tell us really about the state of mind of these individuals and about the atmosphere within the camp generally?
Well, I think it says something about the despair and desperation, and it really is in the same way it was under the Howard government. It's just an indication of their, you know, of their powerlessness, that they've tried everything. They feel that they've, you know, gone to the authorities. They've been singularly victimised, and I think it is just a final gesture of, you know, of despair and their powerlessness to do anything about their situation.
Can you tell us anything at all about the background of these individuals or any of the others involved in this current hunger strike? Are they all from one nation?
As I understand it, they're all Iranians, and that they're all involved in the most recent transfers from Australia to Nauru. And I think what we're seeing is the same thing we've seen, the original transfers to Nauru and to Manus Island, and then again with the most recent transfers to Manus Island. I mean, people are usually what they see as tricked into going. People are not warned that they're going to Nauru or to Manus Island, that they're grabbed very early in the morning, and it's only when they're grabbed very early in the morning and then they're made to believe that they are being shifted. Most people are shifted out of detention in Australia into the community, but this handful of people have been victimised and are then effectively shanghaied and sent to Nauru. And I think that creates a tremendous level of despair, because once they're there, they're told, you know, you could be there for 5 years or for longer, there is no refugee processing for you, and then in spite, as I said.
I wanted to ask you about the fact that certainly when the first hunger strike began after the camp had been reopened in Nauru some time ago now, things seemed to calm down somewhat when Amnesty International sent their inspection team in there. Since then, we've had a UN inspection team going in as well. But it would seem that the reports that those two organisations have produced have not made much difference.
No, I think that's the stark reality, is that in spite of very damning reports from Amnesty and from the UNHCR, you know, nothing has changed. And I think the recent effective fall of the government, you know, on Nauru has left everything in complete limbo. There's now no effective government on Nauru that can put into place any kind of refugee, you know, processing arrangements. You know, on top of that, you've got the recent outrages in Afghanistan, which are, you know, we're going to see, you know, demonstrations in all the capital cities in Australia today. I mean, there's just a thousand and one things that really bring home to people on Nauru that what is going to apply to the vast majority of people is not going to apply to them. You have got a handful of people that are, you know, that are victimised by this discriminatory selection process to be sent to Nauru, and there really is no longer, if there ever was, I mean, there was never any justification for it, but I don't think the Australian government can pretend that there any kind of justification still exists.
You mentioned the situation as far as the Nauruan government is concerned, and certainly I've seen quotes suggesting that their cabinet is no longer constitutional because of the number of resignations there have been in recent days. Does that mean effectively there is nobody on Nauru now who can advocate for the asylum seekers, who can, as it were, sit in judgment on what's happening there?
Well, there is no government, there's no administration, and there is no process in place as yet to actually assess people's claims. So how the Australian government, I mean, it says something about the kind of government arrangement that they've got between Australia and Nauru anyway, that we can see this kind of collapse. But there is no processing arrangement in place. So there is some law, but there's not a law which establishes, you know, like a refugee tribunal. There are no assessors, there are no interpreters, there's no mechanism to actually assess these claims. So we've dumped, 415 people, you know, on Nauru, saying that they're going to be processed in an offshore detention centre when there is no processing arrangement and nothing which looks like being set up in any time in the near future or even the midterm.